Running back Daniel Thomas joining us in studio now. 9 carries, 60 yards, including a 3-yard touchdown on Sunday against Seattle. Also had an 18-yard reception. Is that about as good as you felt as an NFL player on a Sunday so far in your career?
Yeah, so far. Hopefully a lot more games like that to come.
you don't want to peak out in the second year, but you looked really good there. Are you one of these guys? We say it a lot, I think, about the bigger running backs. It takes you a certain number of carries to get going because it didn't seem like that the other day, but that is something that we talk about.
Yeah, I feel like the more touches I get, the more comfortable I get in the offense, the better feel I have for it.
Daniel, I want to ask you about, you know, just catching that check down and making a big play, because a few weeks earlier in the Indianapolis game, it was one of those situations where you had a chance to make a play underneath and both quarterback and running back maybe don't get it done. Mm-hmm. That had to be a good feeling to watch it on tape and then to have your coaches go over and say, this is what we needed to get to.
Yeah, definitely. It was a key part in the game, you know, third and long. So just to be able to get that going, get the crowd into it, it was a good feeling.
A lot of talk amongst the fans about workload from the running backs and splitting carries and who gets how many and when and all those kinds of things. How early in the week do you get a sense of what your workload is going to be on a Sunday?
We're not really sure until game day. You know, Coach Nixon might tell me, you know, Reggie's going to get the first two series and you start it off for the second half or whatever. But, I mean, we just got to be ready to go when our time is called.
Does it matter to you at all?
It doesn't. I learned a lot watching Reggie. And, he sets the tempo and then we go from there.
Talk a little bit about the relationship you two have. I mean, I've talked to both of you about it before, but I know he really took you under your wing last year when you were here as a rookie. Just, you know, kind of what he's meant to you so far.
A lot. He's been like a big brother to me. You know, he took me in last year as a rookie. He showed me a lot of things, and he's continued to show me a lot this year in my second year.
Daniel, do you feel like you've matured from last year to this year? Not only on the field, you know, but in the classroom, when you guys go to meetings, so you're so much better prepared going into a football game maybe this year than you were last year.
Yeah, definitely. Last year helped me out a lot, you know, getting in there, you know, going against teams like the Jets where they give you a lot of different looks. And compared to this year, you know, I study a lot more, you know, with Reggie and all the other guys. And, you know, I'm a lot more comfortable in there.
Do you study differently because you know a little bit more? I mean, the way to prepare as a pro this year compared to last year?
Yeah, definitely. You just look at the defense as a whole, you know. In my second year, I'm just looking at everybody, looking at their strengths and weaknesses. So, I mean, you definitely learn a lot.
Daniel Thomas is here. It's said a lot that, you know, a good running game, an effective running game helps out the passing game so much. Is that something the running backs discuss amongst themselves? Is that something you guys, you know, have a full understanding of and all that?
Yeah, definitely. With a rookie quarterback, you know, a running game is his best friend, you know, because they're going to stack the box in there. So we got to run the ball effectively to help him out, and that's what we preach.
All right, so let's talk about this week. New England, their run defense much improved from the last couple of years on film. What have you seen as far as what the Patriots like to do against the run?
They like to blitz a lot with number 55, Spikes. He's a big guy. You know, he likes to pressure up the middle and everything like that. They got, you know, pretty good secondary, but I think we'll be able to run the ball on.
But that means, you know what, Daniel, if you split them and you get to that second level, a lot of big plays could happen for this running game as well, right?
Yeah, definitely a lot of plays we made in the secondary and the back end. You know, they like to blitz out the middle a lot, you know, with the two middle linebackers and everything. So it's going to be a lot of good creases for us.
I know he moves around a little bit, but there's that big guy from down here, 75, Will Fork. He's still in after all these years. He can cause plenty of trouble in the run game.
Yeah, definitely. They're a big two-gap team. You know, they got him and Love at the D-tackle. So, I mean, it's going to be a big test for us.
Absolutely. Daniel Thomas is here. Did you learn something about playing the Patriots last year? You know, you had the two opportunities to see them, and now, okay, this is, you know, game three against the same team. You kind of have like a sense of like, okay, I can build off some of the stuff I learned last year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with them, they're a very fundamental team, so you have to be on top of your game as far as, you know, as a running back, pressing the hole, getting those linebackers married up in there so you can make a proper cut.
And it's got to be great because, you know, all this week you've heard the buzz around town, you know, sold out Sun Life Stadium, 1 o'clock.
It's sold out?
It's right there. It's sold out. So it's going to be an unbelievable setting for you guys to come in to get a huge win, you know, to try to string some together now as it's getting closer to the end of the season.
Yeah, definitely. It'll definitely be a big win for us, a big confidence booster going into, you know, the deep end of the season.
Well, yeah, I just heard your voice go up a little bit when you heard about the ticket situation. How much more fun is it for you guys when that place
is packed? It's a lot more fun. I mean, when you walk onto the field and you see, you know, the crowd is half empty and everything, I mean, that does have an effect on your team a little bit, and compared to where, you know, it's sold out and everything, it wants you to get you going a little bit more.
How much have you guys heard this week about ball security from the coaches? Because it seems like that's coming out of everybody's mouth. Even the offensive linemen, I think, are talking about ball security this week.
With Coach Nixon, we hear about it a lot. You know, this week is no different. You know, every day we out there on practice field, that's all he's screaming. So, I mean, it's nothing new to us.
Fair enough. Pressure to keep the ball this week. We've heard a lot about that. Time of possession, picking up third downs, sustaining drives. That's something we've heard a lot from you guys, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're a pretty good third down team, so we're going to have to be able to keep the ball and, you know, keep the drive going.
There's a lot about that, you know, kind of the pressure to keep up with them, knowing what kind of offense they have.
Yeah, definitely, because they're great offense, so we're going to have to be able to keep up with them.
There you go. Yeah. Should be fun on Sunday, and it will be pretty packed at Sun Life Stadium. Running back Daniel Thomas in his second year out of Kansas State. Great game against Seattle the other day. Hope to see plenty more of that against New England and in the future. Thanks for coming in, man. Always appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.